We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavib and Menachem Shem Yechon Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Kalim Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. Hoysa Mufreshes Min HaKira. We're speaking about the chotzer of the Kira. We have the Kira, which is the stove, which has room for, which of coals inside, has a place for two, it's a kiraim, has a place for two pots to be placed on top. And now there's this chotzer, this larger pan below it. We spoke about whether it has a rim or does not have a rim. In this case, it's not attached to the kira. The kira is just sitting on it. The craftsman at the beginning did not attach the two. There's a kira, and it's just sitting on this pan. You can pick up the kira from it. So the Mishnah says, "Vizman shehi gavoha shalosh etzbos." If there's a rim that's three etzbos, three fingers high, on this large pan that the kira sits upon, mitama b'magova avir, it will become tame, whether through touch or through the airspace, even though it's not attached to the kira. Nonetheless, we assume that since it's three etzbos high and the kira is sitting upon it, although they're not attached, if the kira becomes tameh, so the chatzar becomes tameh, the chatzar becomes tameh, the kira becomes tameh, and this is true whether it's b'maga, in through touch, or avir, or the airspace. P'chusa mikan, but if the height of the rim of these mechitzos of this chatzar is less than three etzbos, o shahoysa chalaka, or it's flat, meaning there are no mechitzos at all. And that would be true even if it's attached to the kira, according to some of Farshim. If there's no rim, even if it's attached to the kira, then tahora. Then the chatzer is not considered an attachment to the kira at all. It's not part of the kira. And if the kira becomes tamei, whether from the airspace or through touch, let's say a dead sheretz touches it or is in the airspace, the chatzer is completely tahora. And if the chatzer becomes tamei, so the kira is tahora. Pitbute kira. So now we move on to a new topic in the Mishnah. There are different opinions. The Bartur claims that these are ragle hakira, three raglayan legs. We're going to learn, like the Gruy and the Rambam, that pitbute kira are referring to, we call them legs, Kahati says ke'en raglayim, but boltos l'malam an akira. They're elevated above the kira. So the kira is the oven, and imagine that you have a place for the pots that we'll call those, let's say that will be the range, that will be the burners, where you place the pot on that, but instead, let's say I have grates. So grates are elevated above the fire. So that's essentially what these pitbute kira are, according to some, and that's where we'll explain the Mishnah, that they're sticking up from where you normally would put the pot on the burner. Now it's a little bit elevated. Pitbute kira, these legs, so to speak, or projections of the kira. So the Mishnah says, shlosha, if there are three of them, shel shalosh etzbos, and they stick up three etzbos high. Obviously, the point of these are to place the pot not in its normal place, right above the fire, but to elevate the pot somewhat. So if they are three etzbos high above the kira, mitamin b'maga uva avir. So then they have regular tuma, both in touch and from the airspace. If the kira becomes tame, whether through dead sheretz, let's say, touching it or in the airspace. So these pitputim, these legs, that projections above, Arkans also become tame. They're considered a part of the kira. And if they become tame, these legs that are going up, so too the kira becomes tame. Pachos mikan. But if they are sticking up less than three etzbos, so what would the halacha be? So the Mishnah says, kol shekein tame. They're certainly going to be tame. Why are they certainly going to be tame? Because they're even lower now. Now they're even, the pot is going to be sitting, on top of something that's even closer to the kira. So they certainly have the status of the kira. The afilu hein arba. And that would be true, it's the Mishnah says, even if there are four of these projections, they have the status of the kira, even though people normally would make three and maybe would say, well, the extra one shouldn't have the status of the kira. No, even four legs will have that status. But it sounds like from the Mishnah, yes, shalosh etzbos, so lower than shalosh etzbos, so then the mitamei b'maga v'avir, but maybe more than that if they're so high above the kira, so maybe they would not have the status of the kira. Perek Zayin, Mishnah, hey. Nita l'chad mehem. So now we continue our discussion of these pitputim, these projections that go up from the kira where you're going to place the pot upon them, mitamin b'maga. So says Rabbi Meir, if now one of them is taken away, now you only have two. So the halacha now is of those two, if these two pitputim become tamei bimaga, so then we assume that if the kira rather becomes tamei bimaga, these will become tamei as well. But ve'ena mitamei ba'avir, which means that if the kira becomes tamei ba'avir, these do not become tamei along with it. This is Rabbi Meir's opinion, because Rabbi Meir feels that on the one hand, yes, the two pitputim that remain are still fit to place a kedera on top of them, not as easy if there were three, and therefore they do become tamei based on a yad. They are considered a yad to the kira. So if the kira becomes tamei, they become tamei. But that's only true with respect to the maga. Only if the kira becomes tamei through touch do we say these two remaining projections are going to become tamei. But ba'avir not, because this goes back to the fifth perek where we say that this type of tumah we're discussing here is only a gezeras chachamim, and the chachamim were afraid, as we may remember, that we don't end up burning truma or kachim based on tumma, based on them becoming tameh, because it's only tumma derabbanan, and we should not burn them. And in order to make a heker, to make it recognizable, a reminder that this is only tumma derabbanan, we say the tumma only applies to maga, to touching, and not ba'avir, so we don't end up burning truma and kachim because of this type of tumma. So that was Rabbi Meir's opinion. Once again, we have these three projections above the kira where we place, normally place the pot, let's say, on the burner. Here you're placing them on these grates that are sticking out. You had three of them, which is typical. And one fell off, so now you only have two. It's still usable. Rabbi Meir says that matami midrabanan, like the kira is, if the kira becomes tami b'maga, these are tami b'maga, but it's only midrabanan, so it's only mitami b'maga and not ba'avir. Rabbi Shimon mitahir. He says, not once missing, you have two. So he says the pitputim are mitame. Even he says mitar, meaning they're not mitami even b'maga. Ba'avir certainly not, and even b'maga they're not tami. Rabbi Shimon believes that these halachos have to go hand in hand. If you're telling me because one leg is removed now, it's not going to be tamei midoraisa, so then it's not tamei at all. It's tahor completely. B'maga it's tamei. It's tahor rather. B'maga it's tahor. B'avir it's tahor. Nothing to worry about once you have these two. If the kira becomes tamei, these two pitputim are not going to become tamei. Also shnayim zeh kenegeh zeh. Let's say here you didn't start out with three pitputim. You started out with two, one opposite the other. Made them wide enough, obviously, for a pot to sit upon them. Mitamin v'maga uva'avir, divere v'mer. They're going to be completely tameh, even though there are two. This is the way you started. You made them as part of the kira. So the same way we learn in Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, you have two avanim, two stones. You kmeh, and then they attach them with clay to the ground. So that's a makeshift kira. So that was tameh. So the same thing would be true here. So there, if you started out by making, it's not broken. You didn't start with three and you have two. You started out with three. You started out with two. That's the way you wanted it. Made them wine rough for a pot to sit upon them on these grates, even though there are two of them. Two things, just projections above. A pot can sit on them. It's mitami both b'maga and avir. That seems to be d'oraisa. Rabbi Shimon mitahir. Rabbi Shimon says, no, that is tahor. According to him, less than three pitputim are not considered a chibur, a connection to the kira at all. That's with both with respect to tumas maga and tumas masa. So we mentioned this briefly, but now we're speaking. Let's say they stuck out above three etzbos. Mishalosh, so we said, okay, we said three etzbos all lower are part of the kira. Very nice. But what about above that? So mishalosh ulamatan mitamin b'maga ba'avir. So what we say is like this: we split up these projections, these legs that are sticking up, these grates. So the part of the grates that are within three etzbos, towards the kira itself, mitamin b'maga ba'avir. So then those are tummy like the kira is, both b'maga and in the airspace. But mishalosh ulamatan, but three and above, so then mitam or above three, let's say above three etzbos, So then we say that they have they don't have the status of the kira anymore because they're way above. That's not where you put a pot there so high on top of very, very tall grates. It's not really going to be heated properly. So what should the halacha be? So here in the Mishnah distinguishes, in according to Rabbi Meir, even though they're cholo shulamatan, mitam b'maga v'en mitam b'avir, we still will give them the status of tumas maga. If the kira becomes tame through a dead sheretz, let's say touching it, these above three etzbos rather will become, if I said tzvachim at all in the last several minutes, I mean etzbos, three etzbos from above, they will be above three etzbos from the top of the kira, they will become tame, but ba'avir they will not. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Matayr, he says, no, above three, the part of the grapes, the part of these pitputim that are three etzbos or above, so they're not tame at all. But whether maga or avir, that area above is not part of the kira at all, it's too high, the pot's not going to get cooked properly on that section. Of course, the section that's below is still going to be that's within three etzbos, is going to become tame, just like the kira. Let's say these projections are not actually sticking straight up, but they go off to the side. They go, let's say, horizontally off to the side, and then they go above. Besok shalosh etzbos, anything that's within three etzbos of the top of the kira, mitamen b'magal v'avir, they have full tuma with the kira, chutz mishalosh etzbos, but anything that's beyond three etzbos from the top of the kira, mitamen b'magal, v'ena mitamen b'avir, divrei Rabbi Meir, we know it distinguishes between the two, even though it's beyond three, there's still tumas maga, but not b'avir. Rabbi Shimon Matayr, completely not tumas, not tumas of the avir, and not tumas maga even.